You see the fancy cards, the bales painted all over them?
Yes.
One of those is mine. And they are it's the only fleet of cars in the world that runs on cellulosic ethanol.
Morris Haladic is a farmer by birth. His roots are in Western Canada, in cattle and grain. But instead of producing food, he's producing fuel.
Traditionally, you grow the wheat and you get the wheat and that's it, or the corn, and you just go after the kernel. But now with the technology, that stays, but of course the stalk, the stem, the straw, the stover becomes a valuable source of material to produce ethanol.
Haladic works for Iagen. The company has been researching cellulosic ethanol since the 1970s. Millions of dollars have poured in from the Canadian government, Shell, even Goldman Sachs. Now Iagen is poised to enter the energy market.
A lot of people don't realize how far and how fast we're advancing on this. But right next door, there's a plant that's been producing cellulose ethanol from wheat and barley straw for the last 2 and a bit years by the tanker truckload. And we're doing it. Within a little over 2 years from now, or maybe pushing 3 years, it'll be coming out of a plant by the trainload. There we are. Tank's full. And the car was pretty thirsty.
Haladic says the first full-scale plant will be built in Idaho or Western Canada next year, and there will be more. The U.S. Department of Energy estimates cellulosic ethanol could replace at least 30% of the country's oil demands, as opposed to the 12% that corn ethanol could replace. To meet that market, Haladic envisions 1,000 plants scattered across the continent, employing tens of thousands of people. Back in Minnesota, I run into Gerald Tumbleson at the state's annual Farm Fest. Tumbleson heads the National Corn Growers Association and has stock in 3 ethanol plants. But he doesn't view cellulosic ethanol as a threat.
I don't care if you raise soybeans, I don't care if you raise grass, I don't care if you raise corn, I don't care if what you raise. In 20 years from now, I might not be raising corn on my ground. We might find something better in research that produces better in protein and energy, which we're short of. So that's not going to be a problem. Not at all. We are not going to have competition between these crops at all. We just need more of them.
We step into a massive white tent and listen to a public debate about ethanol.
Is this mic on?
Yeah, they should all be on there.
Okay.
Or Gerald?
Yeah, it's interesting that the question was asked, can we compete with the big oil? Yes, we can compete with big oil. There is no reason that we should ever take a back seat to anything else.
And when we say energy independent, it doesn't mean we'll never use foreign oil. It means depends on the price and depends on our alternatives. But it makes us the decision maker, not them the hostage takers.
Thank you, Congresswoman, and let's give one more round of applause, if we would, to Congresswoman Pelosi for joining us here today. Thank you so much.
Do you want to get out here?
Back in Laverne, Pucky Sandegger crunches through an alfalfa field.
I think they're on about the last row, and these guys have been stacking this hay on this truck.
Sandegger's ethanol dividends have allowed him to buy more farm equipment, go on vacations, and build a new house. But like many farmers, he's cautious when predicting the future.
As industry grows, it becomes a commodity. Then you also have the pressure of big industry coming in and controlling it. And so our efforts right now are trying to make sure that we preserve those value-added opportunities for local people, that they get the return instead of passing that on to Wall Street.
I think you're putting the straps too close together. We don't have enough, do we?
Yeah, that's why we don't have got less 40s than we got 30s.
Well, you could take some out of the
We
other
don't
truck.
Have to be mega farmers. And that's been really gratifying to know that when the neighbor's farm comes up for sale, I don't have to go out and buy it to stay alive. You know, I said we raise corn and soybeans. I also raise a family to see, you know, my daughters be able to come back to the farm and make it a better living than, you know, shipping them out of the state has really, really been gratifying.
And if the demand for ethanol continues to rise, it will be really gratifying for the rural economy in this state. In Laverne, Minnesota, I'm Chantel Allen.